first place, I don't know what is the criteria used by him to decide whether X or Y has committed human rights violations or abuses. The IGAD had already decided to set up a committee that would come and investigate human rights violations. The investigation is not yet started. And based on that investigation, this would have been the most appropriate time for him to decide as to who violated and what action should be taken against him. As for the government side, we have not violated any human rights. And if any at all within the government is affected by that, that is very unfortunate, because so far what I know is that none of us has committed any violation of human rights.
Mr. Minister, as you know, while that may be true, a lot of people died in that war. So what happened?
Yes, a lot of people died, but did you investigate so that you decide as to who committed what? Or are they based on individual reports submitted by some people who decided to give misleading reports?
It seems to me now what the president said also is that this will affect people in your government or on the rebel side who are not allowing the peace process to go forward.
I'm one of the participants in the peace process. And if President Obama meant to say any government which is a sovereign state should be subdued and need to act and serve the interests of individuals outside this country, I think that will be unfair. None of us has obstructed the peace process. We are stating the position of the people of South Sudan as a government. We are negotiating, and in the negotiations, there is no question of obstruction as long as you continue to state what you believe to be the position of the people of South Sudan.
You said the position of the people of South Sudan. I listened the other day to religious leaders who called on all of you, the government and the rebels, to bring peace. So who are you listening to?
Well, of course, it is ultimately the church must call for peace. This is the message of Jesus Christ. And in that message, it means that you have to think how best you bring peace to the South. It is not automatic. So it must be negotiated so that it comes to the South. As to whether who is obstructing peace in the South, to me, is this foreign intervention in the negotiations between the South Sudan government and the rebels. It is this excessive intervention with the objective of driving peace process in the direction people want. This is what is causing us problems, not the rebels or the government.
Mr. Minister, can you clarify this foreign intervention is coming from where?
It is very clear, even from the side of America. This has been clearly confirmed by Susan Page in a lecture which she gave in one of the universities in America, and she confirmed the position of the people and the government of America, because she clearly stated that they support the rebels and the rebels are fighting a just war. What do you interpret by that?
So your government believes that the United States is interfering in the peace process?
We don't believe, but that is the reality.
What do you think that this action would do? Would this action by President Barack Obama move the peace process forward, or would it hurt the peace process from your perspective?
I've already clearly stated that this is an unfortunate decision. I say it is unfortunate because this will obstruct the peace process more and more. My advice is that leave the people of South Sudan to address their affairs.